Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 32 for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Tuesday, as traders took a step back and consolidated their positions after yesterday's volatile activity. Canola was down 10 cents to up as much as 4.50. Most markets higher, but the nearby November contract down a dime at $477.60 per ton. A recovery in the North American equity and energy markets helped lend some underlying support to canola, with gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also helping give the Canadian futures a boost. Production uncertainty and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures helped underpin canola as well, especially as some demand will likely need to be rationed going forward. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar was also supportive. However, canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds, and that did put pressure on values. Intermonth spreading was also bearish for the front month, as participants were selling the nearby November contract and buying in the more deferred positions. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, but corn and wheat both down. Soybeans 1 to 5 cents higher, the November contract up 4 at $8.78 per bushel. Soybeans hit their lowest levels in 6 years yesterday and were due for a correction today as speculators returned to the buy side. Weekly USDA crop condition ratings that were left unchanged were also a bit supportive for beans, as most market participants had expected an improvement in the good to excellent category. Corn, meanwhile, was down 3 to 5 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.77 per bushel. The development of the U.S. corn crop beat expectations in the weekly USDA report. That accounted for some of the selling pressure. Forecasts calling for some relatively favorable growing weather over the next week were also bearish. A firm tone in the U.S. dollar put further pressure on the market, as it makes corn more expensive for international buyers. That rising U.S. currency weighed heavily on wheat as well, which was down 8 to 11 cents. The December wheat contract in Chicago down 8 at $4.99 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is now 75% complete. That's well ahead of average. Moisture levels for next year's winter wheat crop are also looking good. Technical signals remain bearish for wheat, although support did hold to the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.